Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Nature's Friend News Podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Pence, and today's episode is going to be about, can you legally have a dolphin as a pet? And the answer may surprise you. It definitely surprised me. I had no idea, even though I know quite a lot about animal welfare and animal conservation. But yeah, keep listening if you want to know more of, can you have a dolphin as a pet? Some of you might be going home today and being like, you know what, let's install the swimming pool in the backyard. I'm gonna get me a dolphin. So stay tuned for today's episode. Alrighty, so happy weekend, everybody. I hope you all are having a great week. I hope everything's getting back to normal a bit. I know I haven't posted a podcast in a while. I've been working on other things. So definitely go check out my Instagram, Nature's Friend INC, of my company. We just have a bunch of different stuff coming out, but I've really missed the podcast. I love the podcast so much. And today's episode is so interesting. I really wanted to do a good one. I wanted to do some research, really dive in to an interesting topic. And there's so much going on in the world. So this one I just found so interesting. And it was, can you legally capture a dolphin? Because I know their numbers are thriving. It's not like they're an animal that is struggling in any way. It's like everywhere you go, especially in Florida, it's like you see dolphins practically every night. And I'm currently here in Virginia, and we went out for a sunset cruise the other night, and there were dolphins everywhere, and we absolutely loved it. It was beautiful, and it got me thinking. I was like, man, I just wonder what the whole regulation is around dolphins. Is there a protection order? Are they included in the Marine Mammal Protection Act? All that stuff. I just really wanted to dive in because I didn't know. Nobody really talks about dolphins all that much. You hear about people loving dolphins, but you just never really hear about their protection or on anything. So today we're going to go into first U.S. dolphin regulation. So the United States is often considered to have some of the highest animal welfare standards in the world. And yet when it comes to captive marine mammals, even the U.S. fails to provide the necessary safeguards and standards to protect one of the most beloved creatures, the dolphin. So whether we're talking about dolphin shows at aquariums or swim with the dolphin attractions or wading programs at marine parks, the U.S. regulations do not measure up. There's actually not that much regulation on it. It's very minimal. And currently, there is no law in the U.S. that is specifically designed to protect the welfare of dolphins. Rather, the laws in the U.S. seek only to regulate the captivity industry and set certain guidelines for capturing and confining these wild dolphins. Clearly, as there is a world of difference between animal protection and animal regulation, this leaves a really large gaping loophole through which dolphins can be abused and exploited. But we are in the U.S., so anytime, like, you just have to have one bad publicity stunt of your captivity of the dolphins and the entire world is going to blow up and be against you and change is going to be done. But we're just going to look at the legality of dolphin captures. So if you're asking, isn't it illegal to capture dolphins from the wild in the U.S.? And the answer is actually no. There is a widespread belief that it is illegal to capture wild dolphins in the U.S. However, even though no permits have been granted for captures since 1989, it is still legal to capture dolphins. There are two main reasons why no wild dolphins have been caught in U.S. waters for the past 20 years. And that is because there is an incredibly large amount of strandings that have actually supplied the captivity industry with all of the dolphins that it's needed for now. And because of this, the industry agreed to voluntarily halt captures, which I think is great. It's like if you have a dolphin that's in need or that's been stranded, they use that dolphin in their shows and they also take care of it and stuff like that. But really, there is no guarantee this policy will continue permanently. The world is out and about with tremendous violence surrounding dolphin captures, and the captivity industry has grown cautious about drawing any negative attention and or protests of any kind by planning to catch wild dolphins, because I think it is probably one of the worst things you could possibly do, even just as a human being in general, to take away a dolphin that's in their natural habitat, that's thriving, that's doing great, and then take it away from their family, their pod, and then put it in an aquarium. The videos of them doing that for the killer whales and the orca, like that animal is absolutely heartbreaking. You can see the entire family is like heartbroken. It is absolutely the worst thing you could ever watch. I definitely recommend watching it just because I find it so interesting, and it really makes you think twice about the whole captivity industry with dolphins and orcas and that kind of stuff. But yeah, I think it's amazing that we do have people that are willing to go out and protest this kind of stuff, because it's crazy. But many people think that the Marine Mammal Protection Act, the MMPA, that was passed in 1972, it protects dolphins because they're a marine mammal, but that's actually wrong. It only regulates the capture of wild dolphins and other marine mammals. They're saying it's acceptable as long as the individual applies and receives a permit from the National Marine Fisheries Service. Now, permits to capture wild dolphins may be granted by the National Marine Fisheries Service, and they could be granted for the following reasons, and they're listed here. It says it's for scientific research, public display, accidental captures by fishermen. So, and the accidental captures, this provision allows for the deaths of millions of dolphins in nets from the tuna fishing industry. And it also says it's okay to take them from the wild if it's for conservation. So to get one of these permits, whether it's an individual or a marine facility, if they want to capture a dolphin or import a dolphin, they must first submit an application. Now, the application has different guarantees, like you have to have a certain facility, you have to have it to be at a certain size, and they actually have to come by and regulate, be like, okay, yes, this is up to standards, you're approved for this permit for the capture of this dolphin, or you're approved to import one and have this be at your facility. So if you were wanting to get a dolphin and you're like, you know what, let's do this, let's set it up in my backyard, let's build the facility that this dolphin needs. And the regulation, it says the facility must offer an education or conservation program based on recommended standards of public display community. That includes the American Zoo and Aquarium Association and the Alliance of the Marine Mammal Parks and Aquariums. The facility also must be open to the public on a regular basis, and the individual or facility can only keep a marine mammal on public display. And I remember as a kid when I go to the beach and stuff and we'd see dolphins, I would always hear that it's illegal to touch a dolphin. Like, you can't touch a dolphin, that's illegal. And that's actually completely not true. It's perfectly legal. There's no law that's saying it's illegal to touch a dolphin. Because I've even thought that before, like, we were out in the Bahamas when I was younger and there was dolphins pretty close to us. And honestly, I was kind of afraid because I was younger. I was like, this is kind of scary. Even now, I think I'd be a little bit afraid. But I would enjoy it a lot more. But anyway, it is, you cannot harass them or do anything that would cause them harm or stress or anything like that. Like, that's deeply frowned upon and you can't do that. But, just being around them, if they swim past you, like, it's not illegal to like be in the water with them. I mean, you definitely want to be cautious because it is a wild animal. I think so many people think all these wild animals are just cute and friendly and just want to love you, but that's really not the case. I mean, they're just a wild animal. You hear times and time again of dolphins actually helping humans from danger. Like, I've heard stories of dolphins warning people from sharks and stuff like that, which I think is incredible. I think that's such a cool story. I actually have a podcast episode on times that animals have saved humans' lives from danger, which I think is very interesting. And what's crazy is there's so many stories on it. It's really amazing. So definitely go check out that video. But yeah, it's completely fine to swim in the water with dolphins. Like, I think that's fine. And as long as you're being safe and very cautious and staying away, staying at a good distance, I think that was such an amazing experience to be in the wild with them. But also, if you're wondering how much space a captive dolphin needs, like, this is the whole regulation thing. And the Animal Welfare Act that was enacted in 1979, they were the ones that really set the standards for the care of captive marine mammals. Now, after a dolphin is captured, the United States Department of Agriculture's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service, they have the authority to regulate and enforce the Animal Welfare Act. And this establishes a criteria for keeping a marine mammals in captivity and specifies the guidelines. So the guidelines are like the quantity of water, the sanitation, the transportation and handling of dolphins. But they require the space of the tank, like how big it is. And it has to be at least 24 by 24 feet, which is actually really, really small. That's only 6 feet deep. For, you have to think about this. Dolphins are like extremely energetic. Every time you see them, they're like swimming laps around you or swimming and playing. And dolphins can actually swim up to 40 miles a day in the wild. And just having those small little tanks, you can't help but feel bad for them. You're like, man, I just want to like set you free, buddy. You know what I mean? But while they do establish those space requirements for the dolphins and qualifications for personnel, like you have to have managers, behaviorist trainers, veterinarians, you do have to have those people. But I think if we made that measurement of their space a lot larger, we would have a lot less smaller companies having these dolphin interactions so that they can be a safe place for animals. In my head, I'm still conflicted about the whole, are zoos good? Are they bad? They do help you introduce you to animals, but then you're also like, I don't like how it's on display for me. Like, I would rather them have their own amazing habitat where they're happy and healthy and living their best life, and I can just enjoy them from a distance. Like, I would rather have that sort of situation than where they're in a cage and I'm just staring at this animal that's miserable, because to me that's more depressing. Like, I would rather not go. Like, it's just heartbreaking, absolutely heartbreaking. So I know there are some smaller companies that do have dolphin encounters in the U.S. If you are in the Florida Keys, I'm not sure about how adequate their place is, like their habitats and that kind of stuff. I don't know how adequate it is for them to live a happy and healthy life. But I know in other countries, like Mexico, for instance, they have quite a few dolphin interactions and there's hardly any regulation at all, which is just absolutely heartbreaking. So whenever you see the U.S. create these interactions that really have a lot of success, you have other countries that can kind of step in and be like, you know what, we want to make money on this as well. And then they just don't quite do it the same, and it can have really devastating effects. But for instance, there's the tourism industry in Mexico. There was this instance where a 10-year-old girl was attacked by a dolphin. She was a British girl that was attacked by a captive dolphin on a swimming with the dolphins experience that was sold by the travel giant TUI. Luckily, the girl survived and is okay. She was left with several cuts, bruises, and bite marks. And the two dolphins that are held captive in a closed off area of the sea, it's also known as the sea pen. So it's like part of a sea area that they have closed off. And this was at Dolphin Discovery in Cancun, Mexico. The dolphin actually bit and dragged the girl underwater. And to the horror of the trainers there and her mother who was watching, everybody was just shocked and horrified by this incident. And many tourist venues sell this close contact interaction with dolphins in the area, and they describe them as family-friendly, magical moments. Animal-loving tourists book these experiences with good intentions and don't realize the hidden risk, that cruelty that these businesses are profiting from. So whenever you are in a situation, particularly with dolphins that are that are being mistreated. You just have no idea what their response is going to be. It could be bad. It could be good. It could never be good if they are treated badly. I mean, I think we know that for certain. So you just really have to be careful going to these different places. You have to do your research, make sure you're doing good. Even now, I'm like one of those annoying people that whenever I go to a new restaurant, I try to not eat that much meat. I'll eat some chicken and stuff like that. An occasional burger every now and again. But I'm one of those people that ask them where they got their beef from, if it's a sustainable source. I know everybody's probably like, oh, you're one of those people. But I really do care. Like, it's if we're those people that don't ask, it shows that we don't care and we just like blindly will eat whatever and we don't care about the welfare of the animals. But most of us do. In reality, we would, if you saw what actually happens behind closed doors of these slaughterhouses and stuff like that, it really makes you think twice and of what you're eating and what you're consuming your body with. And yeah, I think it's important to know where your food comes from and make that choice of if, you know, would you eat it if you had to kill it? And if you ask yourself that, I think there's a lot of stuff that you wouldn't eat. Because I know for myself, there's definitely a lot of stuff I wouldn't eat if I had to kill it. So just being mindful of that and that whole situation is really, really important, I think. So if you're like, Rachel, I want to have a dolphin experience. I want to be able to see the dolphins or interact with them and be up close and learn about them and be able to enjoy how beautiful they are. What should I do? I want to be able to do something like this, but I do not want to encourage organizations and venues of like doing these horrible things to animals and confining them and that sort of stuff. So what I will tell you is, for me in the future, even just from what I've learned of this, and what I think you should always do, and that is do your research. I would check out organizations that are actually helping injured dolphins or stuff like that. If a dolphin has something wrong with them, if they're rehabilitating them, if they're trying to get them back into the wild, that sort of stuff. That's what I think is the best type of organization, because you're actually doing some good. You're not just doing it for your pleasure. And what I would also recommend is sunset cruises. Guaranteed, if you are, especially in Florida, they have the most amazing sunset cruises. We would go out to eat on a Friday night at a fish place that was right on the water, and guaranteed, 10 out of 10 times, we would always see dolphins swimming by. And it was just the most beautiful experience. In Florida and stuff like that, you really don't need to spend that crazy amount of money for all of these, oh, the amazing dolphin experience, this and that. Literally, if you just go to the water, go to the pier and spend an hour there, you will see so much wildlife. It's absolutely incredible. And scuba diving and stuff like that, you don't need to like all those certificates and trainings and hundreds of dollars to get all the gear. Just get you a snorkel, some fins, and you will see so much amazing, amazing wildlife for on the cheap. So that's what I would recommend to you guys, and especially be wary, super, super wary of other countries that do not regulate this sort of stuff as much as the U.S. I think the U.S. still needs a lot of work to deter smaller organizations that maybe don't have the funds or the means to be able to provide the necessary facility for these dolphins. However, it's a start. At least we're in the right direction, and we just need more push from support from others, from the public, that sort of situation. And just holding people accountable. I think accountability plays a huge role in all of this, animal conservation, zoos, how they should treat their animals, all that stuff. But yeah, thank you all so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope nobody is planning on getting a dolphin of their own and being like, you know what? I think I can make this work. I think I could work around the system. That is not what I'm saying here. I'm saying the exact opposite. Even though it is possible, I'm not saying to do that. But I hope you all have a great weekend. I will see you all next time. And thank you for watching Nature's Friend News. Don't forget to check me out on Instagram at naturesfriendinc. I post a lot of stuff. And if you have any comments about this episode, leave it on the latest post. It's like a cute little dolphin drawing that I did. And don't forget to check out our Nature's Friend lip balm. It's made out of eco-friendly packaging that will not hurt the environment. It's made out of all natural, completely delicious ingredients. And who doesn't love great tasting lip balm? I know I do. I'm obsessed with it. I know you all will be too. But thank you all so much for listening, and I'll see y'all later. Bye now.